the way, first of all, congratulations. Second of all, I'm digging the suit. I think it, after this one, it may be here to stay. Come on, Dwight.
No.
I don't know. But I do know this. It feels a whole lot better whether I'm wearing a suit, a poncho, pajamas. It feels a whole lot better to leave out of here with a victory. I do know that.
You and I have talked about it. You try to put 40 minutes together, and everybody's struggling to do that. But team basketball tonight, everybody did something. And the assists, the rebounds when you needed them, the free throw shooting, everybody contributed to this win tonight.
I've said this before, and I'm going to try not to get emotional.
It's okay if you do.
People don't understand, and it's okay. It's part of it. People outside of a program don't understand how hard it is to win, but more importantly, I think a lot of times we all lose perspective of what these young men, right, are going through. And not just basketball, because basketball is really important, but there's so much stuff that impacts their lives on a day-to-day basis outside of basketball. And what we ask and what we ask of our guys to do, combined with what they're dealing with, is nothing short of remarkable. And what this group has done this year and what this group showed tonight and what I know they'll continue to show is beyond impressive. And I'm just really proud of the whole group and the whole program.
How about Jackson Pavletsky? You told us after the Western Carolina game you would take that situation with Pav on the free throw line late 10 times out of 10. Texas A&M, good. Western Carolina, hiccup. What were you thinking as Pav went to the line late tonight?
I was thinking after he made those free throws, I was just making sure we were going to get our defense set because I had no doubt in my mind both of them were going in. And it's easy for people to say that, like, oh, yeah, I'd take that 10 out of 10 times. But when you're around Jackson Pavletsky and when you're around this group, it's really easy, actually, for the confidence not to waver because you know what these guys put in and the extreme and utmost belief that we have in them was reflected in the outcome tonight. And I'm really proud of them, but that's a credit to those guys. A lot of teams would be in this situation and get tense and become nervous and start to feel like, oh, here we go again. And our group just buckled down, they banded together, and they did what they needed to do to help us get the win.
And we hear we're hitting some of us for the second time today are getting cheesecake.
Absolutely, I tell you what. My caloric intake is about to go sky high, but I tell you what, it's well worth it to get some cheesecake for a big-time snack time tonight.
Diets are overrated, I always say.
Well, and if you want to contribute to the cheesecake fund, give me a call. Wofford's got a basketball excellence fund. We'll do your part, listeners, and help these contribute to the team with their cheesecake fund tonight.
Oh, man, this was awesome.
Yeah, it really was. This was a team win when you needed one the most.
Can't add any more to that, can you?
Just enjoy it.
I tell you what, I really appreciate everybody. Appreciate everybody that came and supported the group and really looking forward, right, to a great crowd for a nationally televised game at 2 o'clock on Saturday at Jerry Richardson Indoor. Really looking forward to playing a big-time home game. These guys deserve it. But really a credit to everyone in the program tonight.
Absolutely. Right. Great win, Coach.
Dwight
Perry, appreciate you.
We appreciate the time. Who knows? We're watching overtime right now between Samford and Furman. And